This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
So we're going to play the latest on the Yellow Vest Global Movement in the next segment with that new video which went up on YouTube last night, but we're going to continue with European news right now. And again, out of RT, this is huge. Italy's Salvini suggests European spring to bring end to German-French axis on continent. So again, over the past few days, the populist government in Italy basically came out and directly advocated, encouraged, supported the Yellow Vest movement. France wasn't happy about that. They shot back and said you should basically clean up your own doorstep. Again, this is the government with a guy at the head of it with a 23% approval rating. So I think they should clean up their own doorstep before they cast aspersions on anyone else. But now Italy's Eurosceptic Deputy Prime Minister Matteo Salvini has said he wants Italy and Poland to join together to create a European spring, which could end the long-standing French and German domination on the continent. Now, because him using that rhetoric amidst the Yellow Vest movement is no coincidence, because many people have referred to it as the European Spring. Speaking during a press conference with Polish Interior Minister Joachim Brudzinski in Warsaw on Wednesday, Salvini said that Poland and Italy, quote, listen to this, will be part of the new spring of Europe, the renaissance of European values, which would create a, quote, new equilibrium where the dominance of France and Germany is diminished. He went on to say that the upcoming European parliamentary elections set for May, where Le Pen at the moment, by the way, is currently the most popular leader in France, above Macron by a significant stretch, could lead away from a Europe, quote, that is run by bureaucrats. So now he's openly talking of a European spring as we head towards the European elections in May, as the Yellow Vest movement becomes more and more visible, as France debates passing laws to basically criminalize protest, because again, as I made the point in the video, which we're going to play in the next segment, authoritarians, globalist authoritarians like Macron, the only response they know to disobedience is violence. And we've seen literally people having their eyeballs blown out, having their hands blown off. The mainstream media is never going to show you any of that footage, but it's been happening now for the past 8 weeks minimum across France. And people are beginning to describe this as a European spring, even as Salvini adopts that term as well, as the bank run is planned for this weekend. Meanwhile, in Germany, Antifa group claims responsibility for attempted assassination of German AfD politician. Yet another news story that was mentioned by the mainstream media but got nowhere near the top billing that it deserved. Imagine if a right-wing mob had almost beaten to death and attempted to assassinate a top member of Angela Merkel's party in Germany. That would be the top story across the globe. It would be at least, you know, above the fold. This, again, was buried. They mentioned it. It was way down the page on any front page of any mainstream website. And in a now deleted post on a popular far left website, an Antifa group has claimed responsibility for the assassination attempt on AfD MP Frank Magnitz, saying they wanted to free him from his fascist ideas. Oh, they were doing him a favor by leaving him with a 8-inch gash down his forehead and his face, which nearly killed him. They were doing him a favor. So again, this is the environment the media has built up, especially in Germany, by denouncing, by dehumanizing AfD politicians, despite, according to many polls, it's now the second most popular party in Germany, denouncing members of that party as fascists, as Nazis, justifying violent attacks on those individuals. So again, that's why the media is not reporting on it, because they're partly to blame for it. Now, the anti-fascist Spring Bremen has announced that they were behind the attack. They deleted the post on Indymedia shortly after it became public, but now it does appear to be confirmed that Antifa in Germany, which is, again, is far more aggressive, far bigger than it is in America, was behind what they're calling an attempted assassination for the first time in this century in Germany of an AfD politician. We'll be back with more. It's the Alex Jones Show Live. Don't go.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health foods on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
The French government is so terrified of the Yellow Vest movement, they're debating new laws that would criminalize all unauthorized protests. Meaning you would need government permission to protest the government, otherwise known as dictatorship or martial law. Protest leaders are now being handcuffed and abducted in the night, like something out of Stasi East Germany. Yellow Vest organizer Eric Drouet was arrested and faces trial for, quote, organizing an undeclared demonstration while meeting with friends at a restaurant. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, 2011. Paris, 2019. When your city looks like a screenshot from an apocalyptic video game, every weekend, something's gone drastically wrong. On Saturday, Caen looked more like a battlefield than a city. The virgin Antifa rioter versus the Chad French rioter hides behind a mask, poses no real threat to authority, just break with no purpose, sports a sexy yellow vest, caused actual change, break because he's fed up with taxes. Now, you know I don't advocate violence. And this guy claims he was angry because his wife got tear gassed. But when Christoph Dettinger, despite being targeted by the media and authorities, doxed and having his home raided, becomes an overnight icon, you know whose side the public are on. I don't want to see Paris torn up, but when Antifa attacks banks, the left cheers. When yellow vests do the same, it's a dark harbinger of a fascist takeover. But President Macron is a globalist authoritarian, and the only way authoritarians know how to react to disobedience is with violence. But the underpaid and overworked French police will eventually join their fellow countrymen, and the king will have no clothes. As Tom Luongo writes, the yellow vest movement is coffin nails for the EU, because it illustrates how the EU is a scam, and all of its policies were designed to do exactly what it's done: impoverish the working classes, enrich the aristocracy, and enforce it through a Byzantine bureaucracy that makes the world of Terry Gilliam's Brazil look like a Toyota factory floor. Now yellow vest activists are tearing down EU flags. When he was elected, Macron was hailed as the savior of globalism. Little over a year later, and his approval rating is at 23%, while his citizens are using forklift trucks to smash into the Ministry of Finance and Economy building. Meanwhile, the establishment has set in motion a character assassination of the small but growing yellow vest movement in the UK. Ramona MP Anna Soubry was called, oh my god, she was called a Nazi, prompting a contrived, hysterical media narrative that new laws need to be passed to prevent the abuse of politicians. Because Anna Soubry would never smear ordinary working class people as Nazis or fascists, would she?
These are fascists.
Owen Jones is the voice of the working class. These gentlemen were just the wrong kind of working class. Yeah, where was the outrage when Jacob Rees-Mogg's children were being abused by vile left-wing thugs?
Your daddy, you're probably horrible person.
How about Nigel Farage's family being repeatedly attacked and abused?
So there is a real double standard here, that those of us that have taken on the establishment have to endure the abuse
police. Those within the establishment get a taste of it, and suddenly they want the law changed.
The left has been pulling stunts like that for years. But as soon as one establishment MP gets a bit of lip, you all freak out and wet the bed. Give me a break. A right-wing AfD politician in Germany is beaten almost to death by left-wing terrorists, and it barely makes the news. While every screaming top headline for 2 days was about someone being mean to Anis Zubri, and it was all part of a coordinated scheme to digitally assassinate one of the leaders of the UK Yellow Vest movement. Social media accounts banned, PayPal accounts deleted, doxing, journalists harassing their elderly parents, thousands of jihadists roaming our streets every day, people being stabbed to death. Every single day. Gotta get those dangerous 13-year-old girls off the streets, though. Then there's this bizarre footage out of Holland, which shows a woman wearing a yellow vest being dragged away from a baby stroller by police. The incident was apparently some kind of police training or social experiment, but it's disturbing nonetheless. Basically, the yellow vest is the new anonymous mask. It's a unifying emblem for anti-establishment fervor across Europe. And it seems the only thing more provocative than yellow vests is German women who wear their hair in braids.
Wir sind jetzt hier auf dem Bahnhof Chemnitz und wurden wirklich von der Polizei angehalten und ich wurde wirklich gefragt, was ich für eine politische Meinung habe, ob ich denn nicht eine rechte Meinung vertrete, weil ich Zöpfe habe.
There's also speculation raging, which is unconfirmed at this point, that governments are already conspiring with mainstream media networks to release pre-written stories if tensions escalate that will do everything possible to minimize the chance of events being seen as a European spring. We've already seen mainstream TV channels in France photoshopping and censoring anti-Macron protest signs. The Yellow Vest movement utterly terrifies the elite because it unites aspects of both the left and the right. As French philosopher Alain de Benoist points out, the Yellow Vest movement is historic because it unites people with shared grievances from both sides of the political spectrum. Let's get one thing clear. The reason the establishment hates the Yellow Vest movement is because the establishment hates the working class. The reason why left-wing mouthpieces like Owen Jones and lovey celebrities hate the Yellow Vest movement is because they hate the working class.
The working class are not capable of making important decisions. That's why they are the working class instead of leaders and professionals.
You spent decades disingenuously pandering to the working class while feeling entitled to their vote, while offering them nothing but political and economic betrayal in return. Standards of living sunk, wage growth stagnated, fuel prices skyrocketed, and communities were destroyed thanks to your myopic insistence on importing millions of migrant wage slaves. Now the working class have finally got wise to it and withdrawn their support, prompting your thinly veiled disgust, elitism, and snobbery to be fully revealed in all its fetid repulsiveness. I don't know where the Yellow Vest movement is going, but you can bet for a fact that the establishment's response is going to become more and more brutal, proving once again that globalism can only be pursued at the expense of the freedoms, prosperity, and dignity of ordinary working class people. That is what they're not telling you about the Yellow Vests. It's up on YouTube right now. And in that video, you probably heard a German woman speaking. And we had this article up on Infowars.com yesterday. Again, absolutely incredible. Germany. Police ask woman if she has right-wing political views because she's wearing braids. Yes, she had her hair in braids. She was wearing a beanie hat. She was at a Christmas market in Chemnitz, which is where they've had a lot of anti-mass migration protests. The cops came up to her and a group of friends, I think ostensibly because they wanted to breathalyze one of them, even though they weren't even driving. They were just having some mulled wine at a Christmas market event. And then during the course of that confrontation, they asked the woman if she had right-wing political views because the reason they gave was because her hair was in braids. Why are they doing this? Well, because as we reported last month, the Federal Ministry for Family Affairs in Germany, this is a government body, has been working with a Berlin-based group called Amado Antonio Foundation, which according to some people has links to the old Stasi in Germany. They call it a watchdog organization that tackles racism and hate speech. So the federal ministry in Germany is funding that group. The Federal Ministry for Family Affairs being a cabinet-level ministry of the German government. And they put out a brochure for kindergarten teachers, this left-wing hate speech monitor group, which encourages children to spy on their right-wing parents. One particular description of two children whose parents supposedly belong to a local right-wing group was particularly disturbing because it portrayed children adopting natural gender roles as being a right-wing trait. And the girl wears dresses and braids. You can't have little girls wearing dresses and having their hair in braids. That must mean that they're right-wing extremists. This is literally happening in Germany. Even as, meanwhile, jihadist smuggling groups are being bussed up in Italy. They've arrested 15 suspects, part of an organization that helps smuggle radical Islamic terrorists into the country as illegal migrants and asylum seekers. The police aren't concentrating on that. They're concentrating on little girls and women wearing their hair in braids. Absolutely absurd. We'll be back in the next segment of The Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly. You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah,
but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are live on the Thursday, January 10th edition of The Alex Jones Show. And ladies and gentlemen, it has happened again. Another left-wing couple preaching love, preaching acceptance, preaching tolerance, has visited a dangerous country to spread those utopian ideals, and they've disappeared. Likely abducted, maybe tragically dead. Headline. Yeah, another left-wing couple visits dangerous country to spread love, disappears. This was a Canadian, Edith Blaise, and her Italian boyfriend, Luca Toccato, or Tatecho, were traveling in West African country of Burkina Faso when all communications with their families abruptly ceased on December 15th. It's thought the pair were kidnapped, although their whereabouts remain unknown. The woman, Edith Blaise, had apparently posted on Facebook. Now, this is unconfirmed, but it looks like her picture. She's holding up a sign in Arabic with Iraq written on it on a piece of cardboard. If you just scroll down a bit, it's right there on Facebook. Now, it's unknown whether she wrote these words, but it looks like her picture. People are saying this is her. Again, unconfirmed. But it says, "Hitchhiking Iraq. I just wanted to share that there is love and warmth everywhere in the world. You just need the wisdom and courage to reach out and grasp it. Open your minds and hearts. We are the people showing others that the world is a place in which solo females can travel to its far corners. Happy 2019. Let's hit the road." Well, she did that. She traveled to Burkina Faso. She traveled to Mali, despite the area being riddled with terrorists and violent criminals, despite Canadian government travel advisories warning against or wanting to avoid all unnecessary travel to the country of both Mali and certain areas of Burkina Faso. And now she's disappeared. No contact with her family for nearly a month now. They were on their way to the capital of Burkina Faso, despite the fact that six Canadians were killed there by Islamic jihadists who stormed a hotel during a 2016 terror attack. Now, this article features a quote from Gar Pardy, who was the former Director General of Consular Affairs and served as an ambassador to multiple countries. He said, quote, "Canada's travel advisory for Burkina Faso is about as explicit as you can make these things. It's a very troubled country. This is a country where terrorists and violent criminals will just randomly shoot at vehicles to carry out carjackings, to carry out violent attacks." Quote, "Armed criminals don't hesitate to shoot at vehicles to stop and rob their occupants. Such incidents can happen day or night on both main and secondary roads." That's from Global Affairs Canada, the group that puts out the travel advisories. So you have yet another left-wing couple, by all accounts. And other reports state that Blaise was intending to travel to Togo, where she planned to volunteer with an organization attempting to reforest parts of Togo. So this is obviously an environmentalist. She's got dreadlocks. I think it's safe to say she looks pretty liberal. And in the, if this Facebook post is true, if it's her words, she's holding up a sign in Arabic, basically talking about love and acceptance and the fact that females on their own, even though she wasn't even on her own, she was with a boyfriend, can travel solo to far corners of the world. This post was made after the Islamic jihadist slaughter and beheading of two female Scandinavian tourists who, of course, traveled to Morocco to hike in the mountains of Morocco as some of you may have seen the horrific video, were basically raped and beheaded by ISIS supporters. Now, if these were one-off isolated cases, it wouldn't be a story. They're not one-off isolated cases. We had the other case of the left-wing couple who cycled through the Middle East, through the Balkans. They, again, preach love. They preach that evil does not exist in the world, and the conception that other cultures are more dangerous, more bigoted, less tolerant than our own, that was just a product of our own bigotry, our own Western imperialism, that we expect these countries to be dangerous. They're not really dangerous. Everybody's friendly. Everybody just wants to spread love. Absolute BS, and people are dying over and over again because of these utopian delusions that the world is just full of nice people who do not want to do you harm. And because of this view that there aren't some countries which are more safe than others, that there aren't some cultures which are better than others, when there are. And again, this goes to the border point. We have now breaking news story which says that the White House counsel's office is prepping legal justification for a national emergency where Trump might declare the national emergency to build the wall. We have people like Anna Navarro on CNN as guests talk about American citizens murdered by illegal aliens. She's literally filing her nails during this live interview, showing complete disinterest. This is why we have borders, to keep out dangerous, violent criminals, to keep out dangerous terrorists. Yet the left has this utopian idea that everybody's accepting and embracing and tolerant and just wants to spread love like them. No, it's complete BS. I put out a video about this called The Tragedy of Cultural Relativism on Christmas Eve. It's got nearly a million views on Facebook. I go through every single example, not just the one today that we're talking about, not just the two Scandinavian female tourists in Morocco raped and beheaded, but people like Pippa Bakker, the Italian woman, who again hitchhiked across all these dangerous countries, said she was doing so to, quote, send a message of peace and marriage between different peoples and nations. Again, another left-wing activist, raped, strangled, murdered. I went through a whole litany, a whole list of these people. Elin Krantz, a Swedish supporter of multiculturalism and a strong advocate of mass immigration. She literally posted on a Facebook page called We Like Diversity. What happened to her? Raped and killed by an Ethiopian immigrant and dumped in a forest. She didn't even have to leave Sweden for that to happen to her. 20-year-old Eli Warren, a left-wing environmentalist, she visited Mozambique for the pumping nightlife, for the experience of all these great, wonderful, eclectic, different cultures. She went there to, quote, help others less fortunate than herself, raped, murdered, dumped in a toilet block. Again, it goes on and on and on. In that one video, I think I point to about 8 different examples. Of course, the cyclists, which I mentioned before, they literally put out blogs saying that evil doesn't exist in the world. Our view that evil exists in these more dangerous parts of the world is just a product of our own imperialist bigotry. They were cycling in Tajikistan. ISIS terrorists mowed them down in vehicles and stabbed them to death. There are literally dozens and dozens of these cases. I probably covered about 10 or 12 in the video, and there's a new one out just today. Again, this is why we have borders, to keep out these kind of dangerous, violent criminals. Not to keep out legal immigrants, to keep out illegal immigrants and protect our own people. Again, why do you lock your door at night? It's not because you hate the people outside, it's because you love the people inside. But they travel to these foreign countries with these utopian delusions. They go to the worst assholes imaginable because then they think they can come back, and that's a form of virtue signaling to say that they went to these remote, horrific places where poverty is widespread, where violent crime is widespread, because they want to get some kind of reflection and say, oh, look at me, I'm so open, so tolerant, I can go to these places and love them, nothing happens to me, it's great, everyone's peaceful, loving. What happens? In many cases, tragically raped and killed. When are they going to learn? We'll be back with Owen Schroyer, Infowars.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happy's is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happy's can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happy's can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
To stop tyranny? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. I've got so much news to get to here. It's just so wide-ranging and really so important. And I'm probably not going to have the time to get to half of it here on the Alex Jones Show. And then I pick up and host the War Room from 3 to 6 p.m. Central. Doug Hagman will be hosting the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Stuart Roach is going to join me at 1. I have a guest with me right now, Simon Roach from Swedelanders.org. We're going to talk with him in just a minute. But we've been on air for an hour and a half today, and we have not even plugged ourselves. Now, you'll notice we don't have big sponsors. We don't have the pharmaceutical ads at every break. If you take this pill and experience nausea or loss of breath or dehydration or your head falls off or you die, please contact this number immediately. You'll notice how you don't get any of that here. And media funds itself with corporate sponsors or independent sponsors or anything like that. And you hear these names, you hear these businesses. This is how news is able to fund itself, hire people, and go live. We haven't even plugged for an hour and a half. And this is a multi-million dollar news organization. That's how much it costs to run this. InfoWars now employs 100 people between the shipping, the marketing, the graphics, the live crew, and everything. And we don't even plug. So, folks, at InfoWarsStore.com, we give you great products. We don't just have InfoWars Store so that we can sponsor ourselves and fund ourselves. We know that, first of all, supplements and that industry is huge right now in the modern day lifestyle. A lot of people supplement, use supplements to stay healthy. So we just give you the best supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. Not to mention the t-shirts, the hats, the emergency food supplies, emergency gear, just all the amazing stuff we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Household items like shampoo, body wash, toothpaste, toothbrushes. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. But some of the main specials we have going right now, 50% off Bodies, which is a top-selling, top-rated supplement, 50% off the brand-new nascent Tri-Iodine Survival Shield X3, and 50% off Super Male Vitality, which we are in our last run of. Now, we did make a big surplus order of Super Male Vitality, but it is the last order we have. So take advantage of 50% off Super Male Vitality before it's gone. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you so much for your continued support at InfoWarsStore.com. And you know, we really only go as far as you take us. And the more gasoline you put in our tank to launch the Millennium Falcon known as InfoWars.com to the next level, the farther we will go. So thank you for your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is something at InfoWarsStore for you, I promise. Now, let's go to my guest, Simon Roach from Swedelanders.org. Now, there's all kinds of stuff I can get into here with Simon. Obviously, what's going on in South Africa, where the Democrats act like there's nothing going on. There's no racism. There's no attack against white people and their farmlands. It's just not even happening, according to the Democrats. But then there's the kind of, let's bring that issue home and say, well, how does this apply to the West? What do we see happening in South Africa that we can try to avoid happening in the West? Of course, the race war aspect is one of this, but it's also a culture war. So Simon, talk about the culture war that is happening in South Africa right now and what the West needs to be aware of to avoid it.
Owen, the most outstanding feature of what's happening in South Africa now, if you draw a comparison with the West, is the similarity. The simple reality is that the same methods are being applied in South Africa, albeit that we're a little bit further along the curve than you guys are in the Northern Hemisphere, that is to say in Canada and the USA and in Western Europe. The same methods as are being applied to you. And they begin by telling you that your culture is wrong and your values are wrong and the things that your forefathers did are wrong and therefore you should atone for it and nobody else can be wrong. Anybody else can only be a victim. But you, as a, to put it in stereotypical terms and not to exaggerate the comparison, but you as a white male from the Western European Christian tradition are wrong and everybody else is a victim. And therefore you must atone for it and you must compromise on other people's terms. That is the salient feature of what you've just spoken about.
Well, and I was actually thinking about this because it's like every day there's more and more racism against white people in the United States of America. I mean, whatever. I'm not even sitting here saying there's not racism against black people or brown people or anything. I'm just saying the racism against white people in the United States is the most publicly on display of any of it. But then they say, oh, you can't be racist against white people. But you just hit on what I was thinking last night. The reason why they demonize white men in the West is because that's the only way you can tear down America's founding. You see, the founding fathers were white. So what you do is you demonize the white man, say the white man is the problem for everything. Then you can go back in time and say, oh, look, it was white men that founded America. Therefore, America must be evil, racist, and can't exist. So it's the destruction of the white man in the West, which is what they're going to use as part and parcel of a bigger plan to destroy the foundations of America.
You couldn't be more correct. The operative word, though, for me in what you've just said is the they. The they is not the, let's say, African Americans or Mexicans or whoever you may feel is at some kind of loggerheads with the Western European cultural tradition in the USA, South Africa, and elsewhere. It is our primary enemy in South Africa, as it is the case in the USA, is not the black African people of South Africa. It is they, the intellectual elite, the academic elite, the liberal elite, and the other elites who come up with these fancy schmancy ideas and then ram them down the throats of the cannon fodder, as it were, brainwashing them to believe in all sorts of things that they never believed before, that never occurred to them before, that are not intrinsic or inherent in their cultural understanding of the paradigms of the human condition. And they adopt this stuff. And then they, as I say, act as cannon fodder. And I think that's a very important thing for people to understand, both in the USA and in South Africa. Our primary enemy in South Africa is not the black man that the liberals stereotypically paint us with. You know, you hate black people. Bull dust, man. These crazy ideas didn't emanate from within black African culture. They emanated from the super intellectuals in the most elite universities. There is clearly some orchestration, if you look at it that way. You begin to see that it's not spontaneous, for what that's worth to you, Owen.
No, absolutely. It's an indoctrination process. I'm more familiar with it in America, obviously, than South Africa. It's an indoctrination process that happens in the public schools. It happens in the media. And so it just becomes kind of passe modern parlance to, oh, yeah, just blame the white man for everything. But you hit on something that's key to kind of make clear here. I go to these events and most of the people attacking me because I'm white, like you said, they're not Mexican, they're not Latino, most of them aren't even black. I mean, quite frankly, when I get attacked for being white, it's 90% of the time other white liberals that fall for the indoctrination. Of course, you're going to have some black people that hate white people. Of course, you're going to have some white people that probably don't like other skin color people. You're going to have that in any group. But it's the ideological left in America that has been primed and ready to go out into the physical world and launch this movement against white people and claim that every white man is racist and Nazi now, white supremacist, responsible for everything. And so this is what they're pushing to destroy America. So, yeah, it's really easy to deceive somebody and rip their prosperity out from under them if you can give them a common enemy. And then you can say, look at your common enemy. That's the one that founded your country. Don't you see how your country's evil? That's the propaganda they're engaged in. And as you said, South Africa is ahead of this curve. So let's talk in the next segment about where America is at in that curve.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite feeds our body with the right nutrients to keep us healthy. Just listen to what Arthur has to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
I want to try to put a bookmark on where America is at right now, culturally, societally, and we're going to get Simon Roche's take on this, where it compares in the overall curve of globalism and propaganda to South Africa. But basically, what you have is, because America has become so wealthy and prosperous, most people have not had to really suffer or go through any real strain to enjoy the wealth and prosperity and freedom and independence of being an American citizen. And so they'll paint the picture that, oh, that's just a bunch of spoiled white people. No, that's everyone. That's everybody enjoying the prosperity and the wealth of America that's been created by the people that have suffered to get us here. Yeah, that includes slaves that were black. That includes slaves that were Irish. That includes white people that settled the place. That it includes all of America's history. But now there's been an added ingredient, which is mainstream entertainment media force-feeding you the Kardashians, force-feeding you the real wives of Hollywood, force-feeding you all the glitz and the glamour. So you see rich, wealthy, successful people getting boats, living lavish lifestyles, and so that becomes the pop culture you see. And then all the wealth and prosperity that has made America the richest, most prosperous nation on earth is being sucked away, and it's starting to hit the average American household. But the youth still sees the media saying, oh, look at the Kardashians, look at Hollywood, look at the celebrities, they're rich, they're famous, they got big boats, they got big fancy cars, they go on big lavish vacations, they get the big, you know, $1 million ring on their finger. And so then the average American's like, well, why don't I get that? Well, I didn't have to work for this wealth and prosperity in America, why don't I get the prosperity and wealth they get? So then they get frustrated because they can't attain that level of wealth and prosperity, at least in their mind, and most people can't. And so then they get angry, and then they want everything for free, and so then they need a scapegoat, then they need somebody to blame, and then the media comes in again and gives them the anti-white propaganda. So that's basically where we're at culturally now. You have a bunch of spoiled, rotten brats in the West that expect to get everything for free because that's the propaganda that they've been given. And they don't understand what it took for America to actually attain this level of freedom and prosperity. And so now they're willing, unwittingly, to throw it all away in the name of social justice because they believe that will be their deliverance. But in South Africa, they're ahead of where we're at right now in America. They're actually taking land. They're actually killing people. And it's all being justified by the government. So Simon, just talk about where South Africa is at on that curve of destroying, South Africa's culture and just the people from getting along and what America needs to realize before we reach that level.
Where we would differ with you guys quite strongly, not because of any special intuition or anything like that, purely because we have watched more of this movie than you have, is in the idea that the superficial assessment is the right assessment. We can see it happening in front of us, therefore this must be what is happening. Whereas in fact, we're much like an audience watching a Punch and Judy puppet show and being woken up to the realities of this puppet show, Punch is punching Judy, Judy's hitting Punch back, and completely failing to recognize the puppet masters above it. And this is not as insightful or intuitive or clever as it may seem. Over time, this becomes obvious. It becomes obvious that these things are not spontaneous. They don't come from within the culture. They appear to do so. But with greater exposure and greater interrogation of this thing, you begin to see that it is injected into the culture. So what you say about the Kardashians and so on is perfectly true. On a superficial level, it is exactly what's happening. But it is not the root cause. It is merely a symptom of something else. You begin to tell over time that these things are worked out centuries or decades in advance, and they are worked out by the brightest minds in the world, whoever they may be, whether you believe in this theory or that theory or the other theory, is immaterial. The point is to begin to understand that it is deliberate and that it is orchestrated. Once you can begin to understand that, you can begin to fight it. Because if you fight it on a superficial level, you just don't get anywhere.
Well, and the proof of this comes from an old case, McCarthyism, where McCarthy, a former congressman, is saying, hey, look, our government's been infiltrated by communists. This is an immediate threat to our nation. And, you know, he was laughed at, joked about. It became a joke, McCarthyism. Well, it turned out he was right. There ended up being dozens, if not even hundreds, of communist embeds inside the United States government. It all came out. But it's the same thing. So it's like here we are saying, hey, look, we have globalist embeds in our government. We have Chinese agents embedded in our government. Their goal is an anti-American propaganda machine via the media, via the U.S. government, so that whenever the time is right, they can come in and say, America shouldn't exist. Here's why. And the big here's why that they're going with is it was founded by white men. So that's a good point. That's a good point to bring up, how this isn't something spontaneous. This isn't something organic. This has all been manufactured over the course of decades, if not centuries.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. You're 100% correct, Owen. And what we have to begin to do as like-minded people in the world is to create a critical mass of people who can see this thing and who can collaborate to oppose it. Because if we continue to make the mistake which we in South Africa have made far more extensively than you guys in the USA, but which you are making more now than we are, thank God we've gotten over it a little bit. If we continue to make the mistake of believing that proselytizing and evangelizing and trying to draw people into our way of thinking is the answer, we're not going to get anywhere. If we try to convince people who, to the marrow of their bones, don't share this perception, we're going to spend all of our time out there trying to cultivate some giant flock of, you know, right wing, and it doesn't work that way. We, those of us who can see the problem for what it is, must begin to put aside our differences and to focus on the commonalities between us and not the differences, and to act in concert, small though the critical mass may be, to act in concert now. And we will see a difference. We will see a far greater difference than if we spend the next 40 years hoping to persuade 30 or 40 or 50% or whatever percentage of the societies to see this thing for what it is, because it will not happen. It's the viewers of the Alex Jones show who are going to make the change that is necessary, not the voters for Donald Trump. I hope I'm not offending too many people here, but people need to begin to recognize that you cannot achieve a drastic difference if you have a broad spectrum of people who are mostly half-hearted about the real severity of this crisis.
Well, here's what I would say to that, because I think that you set this up perfectly. Because South Africa has seen the violence and the hatred and the death and the gore of the cultural divide and the racial divide so extremely, people's eyes have finally been opened as an overall society to say, wow, I mean, why are these people being tortured to death? We're seeing these bloody bodies and everything. America hasn't really hit that point yet. We've had, I mean, yeah, you've had there was a young white man that got kidnapped by some black people that were torturing him on social media. Okay, it's a young thing, stupid thing. You've got people dragging white people out of cars and beating them, saying, oh, you voted Trump, so they kick them in the street. So, but it's kind of like they kind of have a political veil over it. They won't say it's strictly based on race. And they have the excuse with the media saying, oh, these are all racist, white supremacist bigots. But it hasn't reached the level in South Africa where we're literally seeing hundreds of bloody dead bodies because of the racial war. We haven't reached that point yet. We have to stop it from getting there.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to stop it from getting there. And my fear is that you guys are going to make the same mistake as we made in spending too much time trying to get everybody to see what we see and think what we see and believe what we see, and it just doesn't work well that way. You waste a lot of time. The people who can really see this thing in the USA are the people who should act now. And I'm not proposing what the action is. As you know, Statelanders is the world's largest non-state civil defense organization. We are legal and lawful, and we've never had any case brought against us, much less successfully. So I'm not proposing anything radical or just stupid. I'm just saying that if you're going to do anything at all, do it with people who understand what's going on.
And the beautiful thing is, it's people of all skin color, all backgrounds that do understand this. This isn't a race issue. The media makes it one.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of 5-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's THEBESTEDPILL.com, the online doctor's office.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours.